Attempts to reverse course on vehicle fuel efficiency standards are drawing strong opposition. Health, consumer science, and environmental groups were among those present at an EPA hearing this week to review Obama-era fuel standards that require cars and light trucks to average about 50 miles per gallon by 2025. Director of the nonprofit group Ceres Transportation Program, Carol Lee Ron, was at the hearing. She says the standards are driving innovation and keeping the U.S. auto industry globally competitive. She notes there are significant economic benefits for the automotive industry, particularly suppliers.
Suppliers employ 2.5 times more Americans than the automakers, and they stand to see $90 billion in increased sales if the current standards are preserved.
There are 9 states with 10,000 or more workers building clean, fuel-efficient vehicle technology, supporting nearly 160,000 manufacturing jobs. Indiana is in the top 5. Critics of clean car standards say they place a cost burden on auto manufacturers, but a review completed last year estimated those costs were overestimated by as much as 40%. The EPA is taking comments on the review until October 5th. 300,000 comments have been submitted in support of the existing standards. David Cook with the Union of Concerned Scientists also was at the hearing and says the current standards are saving drivers about $50 million a day, a number that will grow to more than $300 million a day by 2030 if standards are maintained.
Reducing the emissions from the average vehicle saves money from reduced fuel costs for drivers, whether they buy new or used, as these new vehicles make their way onto the market. And so Americans benefit tremendously in their pocketbooks.
Besides saving drivers money, Cook adds the standards are protecting public health and the climate from dangerous pollution. He says the transportation sector produces nearly 30% of all U.S. global warming emissions. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.